Daniel Iveen, Reel 3.
Yes, resuming, we broke the point. It came from partisan, yes, definitely. It came information to my mother and brother as well. He was born, really, so very serious. It started to be danger for them. They should come to woods, to partisan. And the mother was looking around in the Kraljevica family, which would take me to left me because I was a child. And everybody was afraid. You understand? And so I came to Pakistan, because it was not other way. Yes, in the same time, she was somehow postponed, and I remember I actually went again to Križišće, the name of the village is Križišće, where I met Pakistan person and so on, and I read me the message that she is trying to look for me or something. I was not aware, it was a letter. Close letter, but later on they, my mother told me, and they sent the letter to her to come immediately with me because there are a lot of children with partisans. That is true. So I was not unique, you know, it was not, it was an accident. I don't want to make you understand, a big hero and so on, it's as it was in real life. And so it was really a message that don't worry about child, we have here children. And so I came with my mother and other brother. But very soon, after 2 months, we split. You know, I went in on the action as a little courier. My mother remained in the hospitals with the wounded, with the doctors, as a kind of, let's say, administrative manager of hospital or some medicine units or something. And my brother went in the third direction as a young, that was very dangerous. He went in the towns, occupied towns, you know. He was immediately put as a party member and in special units for intelligence and connections and so on. And he was caught by the Ustasha, and so he escaped. I was in one moment, 43, I remember I was there somehow that I was alone because came a message that my mother died from typhus and my brother was in Ogulin in the fortress prison of Ustasha. You know, and Italians, but somehow Ustasha been due, because it was territory of Italians, to give him to the Italians, and from the Italian prison he escaped, you know, on the capitulation of Italia, and so on.
And your mother, had she died?
No, it was a false information. She been in hospital, not as a worker, but as a ill of typhus. You know what is typhus? This pregnant typhus. And from this illness, in fact, is a half of them died, maybe more than half. So it came that she is ill and that she is dying. That was that. So 3 months later, when I came to the town of Otočac in Lika, it was Central Committee, not Central Committee of Communist Party, as a little courier, because they know about me, you know, so anyway. And then I got a message that she's still alive, and a few days later came a letter from courier who went to the other side, to Lika and so on. And I saw her, I came actually very, very ill and wounded, a little, wounded and ill. It was October 43, I think, to her hospital, where she was already recovered and managing and so on.
So now, if you could, Danko, I'd like to give us some idea of the outfit you were with, you know, the group you were attached to, and the sort of life you had as a partisan. So first of all, could you give me the area you were working in?
I went to join partisans from town Kragujevac, which is on Adriatic coast, north, very north, close to Rijeka, over village Križice to the woods, maybe 10 kilometers overnight. We was walking 10 kilometers a night.
So the nearest place would have been the one you've just mentioned.
Križice, not. It was close to partisans. But officially, during the day, there been Italian military there. But because it was woods not far away and everything, in the night, clandestinely, some partisans disguised in the civil
came. So could I have the spelling of that so that we can identify Križice, where you were?
Križice, not easy. K-R-I-Z, that is, again, Z with hyphen. I S, that is S with hyphen, Ch, that is C with hyphen, and on the end is E. Križice. Difficult.
So that would have been the nearest town, yes.
Nearest village, let's say town, okay, small town to the Kragujevac. And we came actually in the evening there, we changed clothes and everything, and in the middle of the night we went from this village, Križice, crossing railway track and the road in the woods, Grizanski Lovo, that is another name. A camp, partisan camp Grizani, known in the 1941-42. Yeah, Grizan, you can put... Grizan is G A I Z, that is Z with hyphen, A N Grizani, Grizani. Partisan camp Grizani, let's say. Or base, partisan base, in wood. Mm. It was, the name is by the village Grizani, very nearby, because it's close to the village, it was a Grizani partisan camp. Yeah. And later on Bitoraj, then later on Grizani, Bitoraj, Biele Stiene, and then Drežnica. Drežnica is important because it was, let's say, capital of partisan Croatia, no? Central Committee, Supreme Command of Croatian partisan units being in this village on Drežnica.
Yes. So, going into your first partisan camp, as it were, what was this like? Could you describe it?
I came in the night. No, the first... We went from village Križice, middle of the night, and we went, my mother, my brother, I, and a friend of my mother, later known history professor, Lolika Rodicek, Jewish, yeah. She was not married, she was, I don't know, maybe 30-something, young lady. Four of us came to this house, in which I was frequently coming, you know. Sometimes in the evening, we wait for a midnight, and with some partisan who was already waiting for us, went cutting the road, and next climbing the mountains. After the road came railway track, and on the railway track, sometimes 1 o'clock in the night, was wait two parties, but in uniform. And that is the first time that I saw in my life partisans, official fighter against fascism. It was a red star, and rifle, and they sit. I know that suddenly it was night, and it was, you know, a railway track. I crossed it, it was a little bush, and suddenly they stood up. You know. They was waiting for us, and they take us, I don't know, a few kilometers to this Grishami camp. In camp, when we came, it was a dead night. It was a warm, the soldier who is watching.
The guard.
The guard, night guard, of course. We gave them the coat and everything, actually, these two partisans. And immediately it was a cell, and we went in the cell. I was very tired. So I was not seeing anything, I was tired. And in the morning, I wake up, came from cell. Suddenly I saw maybe 20, 30 cells.
What are these cells?
And what I saw first, children, I was happy. Quite a lot of children, 10, 15 children. The same age as I am, maybe even younger. Mm. But what was it? That was the, why I'm not saying it was not a partisan base. It was it, of course, units of partisans here. It was a camp of these people from these villages who been supporting partisans. They escaped. They lived here somehow. You know, it was not proper units, but and there was a mixture, you know, partisan fighters and families and children and everything. And I was immediately happy man. Happy boy, you know. That's it. I saw it. It's not danger. It's a children. You're my friends.
What were these cells you went in when you said?
Yeah, like normal military cells. You know.
A tent?
Tent. Oh, sorry. Tent. Cells. I'm saying cells. German word. Tent. Different. Different size. Smaller, bigger. So, even it was a makeshift barracks, let's say, you know, somewhere. So it was a lot of people, maybe 200 people, 300 people, and children, and women, old men, so all kinds of. And I had my first breakfast, which was I remember exactly that it was black coffee, not enough sugar, with the. You know this poor people are eating this from the corn.
The acorns.
Yes, and why I remember this? Because my mother and brother was telling always later on. I would day 3 days before I would say I can't eat this. It's terrible, and I was eating and saying it's fantastic. It's the best food in my world.
That's because you were a partisan. So how did your life...
We spent maybe 2 or 3 days here waiting to compose group for moving home. Because the destiny was Drežnica. Very, very known place in the history of Yugoslavia.
And how do you spell that?
I am spelling this Drežnica, D-R-E-Z, again Z with hyphen, N-I-C-A, Drežnica. And after the war, it became named Partizanska Drežnica, because it was through the old war a kind of the center. You know, central point of partisan, one of them, not it was several, but one of them was, let's say, for this area, Gorski Kotar area, for this, how you are saying Dorset or Essek or something, and this area called Gorski Kotar, and in this Gorski Kotar area, this Drežnica was doing all the war, the central place of partisan command and institution and so on. But when we came, when we went to the Drežnica, it was for whole Croatia. Central Committee of Communist Party, Supreme Commando of Croatia Partisan Movement, because it was titled immediately, you know, Croatia Partisan, Serb Partisan, and so on. And all other institutions, you know, in this village. And so we, after a few days' time, in 3-4 installments, we went from Grižani to Bribirski Logor, from Bribirski Logor to Risan, from Risan to Jelestenje, and then in a week time we reached there. So every day maybe 30 kilometers, I don't know how much.
So presumably this is still in the summertime, is it, of 42?
It's exactly, I tell you. It is middle of, it is definitely after my birthday, which being in Kraljevica, I have a date. I think we reached Drežnica middle of May, or beginning of May I've been in Drežnica already. So it, we went from Kraljevica sometimes end of April it was, I think. 10 days after my birthday, 16, so 25, 26, 27 of April, we went from Kraljevica, and after 1 week time we came to, beginning of May I've been in Drežnica. Officially, and in my documents, which are very important for my pension, you know, it's written, I think it's written 15th of May, they put, no, 10th of May, I think they put the official date of my entering partisan units, 10th of May, 42.
And so were you then officially a partisan?
Yes.
And how old would you have been?
10 months, let's say, not 3 months, something like that, 10 years.
So would you have been one of the youngest?
Officially they are saying that I'm the youngest because, I tell you, they've been later on, of course, children, always. Sorry. But they put a law that, because after the war, the government, Tito government, anyway, they established the law bill in parliament that everybody who was in Nazis and so on has a, you know, for pension a year, is a 2 years, and some other things. But now it's important. Who being in partisan units under age of 15, because it was a lot of young, my brother was under 15. It has to be proved by document, by the statement from at least 4 people, that this one was armed. You know? Because it was certain. Going with them, but without harm, you know, from children, helping them to protect them and so on. And who was armed with a duty, you know, with a pistol, with everything, uniform, it was recognized as a fighter, normal fighter later on in
So did you have arms?
Yes, of course. I had a pistol, and I was a courier, I was wounded in 43 in the leg.
Yes, you must tell me about that. But it's interesting that you were accepted so young and given arms.
Because, I tell you, the 99% of these children being actually from the villages, in Croatia especially, Serb villages, orphans, Ustasha killed, came to the village, then they killed the people in the village, and the children remained or escaped or something like this. And they, when these children, even it was a kindergarten sometimes and so on, they cared, the party really cared about these children somehow, and they being put in these units to be look after somehow, you know. But I was very rare animal. From town, very educated, with knowledge of German language, that is very important, you know, it was useful. But, knowing to type on the type machine, I was for some months, end 43, beginning of 44, in a committee, Communist Party committee for the whole region, a secretary. You know, because I know type that being a village people, you know, you understand? People without schools. And I was not only, I have only two classes of school, but I, you know, from an educated family, and very, very rare, you know, for a well off family, from their point of view, you know, well, that is one. And the second is that the leaders of the partisan movement, some of them know my father. Very well, of course. And so I was somehow, among these children, a special child, let's say.
You were special.
A special child among other children around. So I've been always with the Central Committee, Courier, the High Command of Croatian Units, Courier. First I've been Courier of Command of Fifth Zone. In English you will say it's a military expression when you have, it's a military occupation, let's say, and you divide the territory. What is normally Devon, if some occupation coming, it's going to say not Devon, but maybe command of Fifth Zona. And the Fifth Zona covered Gorski Kotar, Primorje, which is the part of coast, and Whole Istria, peninsula of Istria. And this command was as well in Brežnica. And when I came in Brežnica, next in a few days' time later on, I got a pistol from commander of Fifth Zone, Veljko Kovačević. He became to be general later on, and he made a suicide now. When this war started,
the Yugoslavia,
you know, he made the suicide. He was I know her, his daughter, we are quite close. He was a student, fighter in Spanish War, came for Spanish War, experienced fighter, and immediately he was, yeah, I don't know, 27, 26, he became commander, high commander of this zone, and he made even fast. He had collection of pistols, because you know it was collection from villages, all armaments. So it came old Kubra, we are calling, you know, old Turk pistols like this from 200 years maybe. And he made a joke. He said, "Oh, you are big fighter. You need them very." And so first, yeah, do you like this one? It was then yeah, I remember. Oh no! I give you better something. So he took out a big French old rifle from last century. That is for you something. So it was jokes and funny. On the end came serious and he gave me pistols. It was, I remember, Italian Beretta. Officer, like this small pistol, officer pistol. Very nice Beretta. He showed me, he went out, we shoot. Twice the times how to cook, how to do, and that's it. And on the side, I checked, of course, later on. I have a small, when the, oh yes, when parachuted, when the Allies, English and American parachuted, later on, it was 45, 44, 43, end of 44, beginning of 44, and then came a little Tommy. You know, Tommy. So I had a Tommy for a few months, you know, a little one. Machine, little machine rifle, you know,
automatic rifle Tommy, I remember. It was without this wood part, it was just, like this. I saw it even in the English army later on in films.
Were you given a uniform?
Yes, I have here on the picture. First of all, it was casual, as all partisan, all sorts of uniform. But it was uniform. And later on, it was made in exactly when I got this Tommy, it was in the It was when I'd been in the central partisan hospital. The tailor department of tailoring made me from the trousers being shortened from an English normal military trousers, soldier trousers, and the upper side, it was American winter coat, the winter coat. It was from this bit for me, and maybe from some other as well. Too short, sacco. Yes, sacco. Let's say, short. Trousers was from this, so it was a mixture of English and American. But it was made, it was tailored, of course, and I was small. And they did it always because I was small, so nicely. So you can.
Oh, yes, I see the uniform. It looks very smart. And you've got good boots, haven't you?
Yes.
And gaiters and things.
I think it was in the boots. No, it was from the town, from very good boots for the climbing mountains came from the cattle from my town.
Right. Thank you very much. I'll keep this by me, Mr. Ram. Yes, and all these spellings will be in here as well, won't they?
Yes,
I can check up the spellings. That would be very useful. Where did the partisans get all their materials before the Allies started supplying in 1943?
Not only it was a support came from the people. For instance, good question. My mother was released from prison by payment of a certain friends. Now, these friends been very good owner of a leather fabric in Karlowitz, friends of my father and mother. They remained a big factory of leather. And they, through all the war, they sent partly and some other rich people, not only rich people, the poor people, they collected, medics for the hospitals. It came, so it came material for uniform and everything. All sorts of uniform of material came, actually. Later on, with the time, it came to be more and more uniform, really, especially 44, majority was English uniform. Quite a number of them a little bit tailoring, because battle dress was very strange. Appearance in battle dress, we didn't saw it before. And these partisan fighters, didn't like it in the beginning, so they put the second part sometimes tailoring. But with the time, it's on the end of the war in 1945, partisan army, actually Yugoslav was already named Yugoslav Liberation Army, was a majority English American.
Could you give me some idea of the sort of overall organisation of the partisans as you saw it? Here you were, you in this important place, in the central place, which you have described.
At the beginning, and then
Dresnica.
Not always. At the beginning, first 3-4 months, then I went in very local, in villages, then I went in wood, then I came again in 43, end of 43, I came to the Central Committee. Then again I went, I was despair, you know, as all other people. I was sent in this place, there, we need a courier, we need somebody who know to write on paper machine, that was very important, you know, to tape letters.